Can you talk a little bit, because you've obviously been very involved with the research on post-transplant maintenance, where we are today in terms of what we've learned about post-transplant maintenance, both with lenalidomide and maybe go a little bit more in depth when we start talking about triplets, but also what we know about the benefits of maintenance based on cytogenetic status and how much, for example, the number that you gave him if he didn't have any maintenance, best guess, best estimate, how that would be actually affected by lenalidomide, for example, without a proteasome inhibitor, and then your best guess about if you use the triplet.
Sure. So at this point in time, I think we have really excellent data supporting the use of single-agent lenalidomide maintenance. Really, that's in all comers. So of course, CLGB100-104 was conducted in a time when we really did not have cytogenetic data available. The recently updated analysis, again, despite extensive data cleaning efforts, we really were not able to include any cytogenetic data because it simply wasn't done at that time when patients were being enrolled in around 2005 or so. So we really can't comment on that. What we can comment, of course, is that through multiple phase 3 studies, lenalidomide maintenance significantly prolongs progression-free survival, almost doubles it in most cases, and that if you look at the studies in aggregate through the recently published meta-analysis, there is an overall survival benefit as well. The best data so far for the role of lenalidomide maintenance across all cytogenetic risk factors, risk groups, really comes from the Myeloma 11 study, which thus far has only been presented in abstract form. But there we have really lovely data showing the difference in outcomes between high-risk disease patients and standard-risk disease patients. And of course, not surprisingly, those patients with standard risk do better than those patients with high risk. But importantly, the data that was presented at ASH for this study showed that the addition of lenalidomide improved outcomes regardless of whether you were high risk or standard risk. Now, lenalidomide does not bring the high-risk patients up to the standard risk. There is still definitely an adverse risk associated with high-risk disease, but the data clearly showed that patients with high-risk disease do obtain some benefit with lenalidomide. And so I think that's really important because previously there's always been this bias, I think, against lenalidomide maintenance, saying that, well, it works for patients who are standard risk, but it doesn't work for high risk. And now we finally have high-quality data from the Myeloma 11 study showing that that's not the case, that in fact patients with high-risk disease do benefit. But again, the overall problem remains that it's not enough to convert high risk to standard risk.